אנגלית שאלון ה, מודיול E, גרסה א', תשס"ח, מועד ב'. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7. Where exhibits and entertainment meet. Take a deep breath, says the voice of movie star Tom Hanks. All the oxygen you just breathed in came from deep inside a star. Hanks's words, part of the opening show at the American Museum of Natural History, are a typical example of the new concept of edutainment. A combination of education and entertainment, edutainment is revolutionizing museum exhibitions around the world. Museums have traditionally displayed objects in glass cases with printed explanations underneath. But nowadays, says exhibition designer Robin Silvestri, visitors want something more exciting. So what we offer instead is a dynamic blend of sight and sound, he explains. The experience begins as soon as you enter the building, because we treat the first few minutes in a museum like the opening scene of a movie. They are meant to help visitors adjust to the atmosphere and absorb the basic idea. Silvestri belongs to a new generation of exhibition designers who get their inspiration from the world of advertising. Combining the latest technology with Hollywood drama, they constantly look for practical ways of bringing museum exhibits to life. At the National Museum of Australia, for instance, Silvestri created a 40-seat cinema hall that shows two short documentary films about Australia on two opposite screens. Visitors watch both films without getting out of their seats. Every 10 minutes, the entire hall turns, moving the audience around with it. The turning hall is not only a great thrill for visitors, but also a creative solution to a serious problem that all exhibition designers must cope with: how to keep people's attention focused as they move from one exhibit to the next. The arrival of the new designers into the museum world has not been without conflict. Designers should keep the museum's basic goals in mind, says museum director Leslie Richardson. Those who mainly focus on dazzling the audience are not doing their job. Our role is to educate, not entertain. The question is whether museums can achieve that goal today without taking advantage of the power of edutainment. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English, according to the article. Questions 2, 4, and 5 follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. 1. The example in the first paragraph is used to show that museums today, 1. Attract famous entertainers. 2. Understand the importance of education. 3. Provide information on new subjects. 4. Are using new methods. 2. What is the subject of lines 6 to 9? Complete the answer. How museum exhibitions, 3. What point does Silvestri make about the beginning of a museum visit and the beginning of a movie? Lines 9 to 11. 1. Both are especially entertaining. 2. Both demand concentration. 3. Both have the same purpose. 4. Both involve all the senses. 4. According to lines 12 to 21, what two challenges do exhibition designers face? 5. Silvestri's cinema hall project contains both an educational and an entertainment element. What are they? Lines 12 to 21. The educational element, The entertainment element, 6. The writer quotes Leslie Richardson to show that, Lines 22 to 26. 1. Most museums want to entertain visitors. 2. Designers and museum directors should have different goals. 3. Not everyone expects museums to educate visitors. 4. Not everyone is enthusiastic about edutainment in museums. 7. What is the author's opinion of edutainment? Lines 22 to 26. 1. He strongly supports it. 2. He thinks it may be necessary. 3. He believes its success depends on the audience. 4. He thinks it should focus more on education. Note, the exam continues on page 6. Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד ב' קיץ תשס"ח 2008, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, the subject of today's program is how to give a good speech. And in the studio today is communications expert Brian McDonald. Welcome to the studio, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian, I have a 15-year-old daughter, Linda, who will be going with her basketball team to an international training camp in California next month. Linda was asked to write a speech and read it out loud at the final ceremony, but she is terrified at the idea. So, she asked me to help her write it. Can you give us some tips?
Well, it's very natural to be afraid. Some people would prefer to give up the whole trip rather than make a speech. They imagine all kinds of frightening situations. What if no one is listening? What if I say the wrong thing? And yet, by learning a few techniques used by professional speakers, you can make a powerful impression on your audience, and you may actually enjoy the whole experience. Let me tell you how. When you sit down to write a speech, remember that speeches are not just about something, they are also for someone. So the first thing you should do is consider your audience. Ask yourself who the audience will be and what they will be expecting. The next question is whether you should do what they expect or whether you can put in a surprise here and there. There really isn't any clear answer. It depends on many things: how well you know your audience, what your goals are, etc. In your daughter's case, the audience will be kids she already knows and who share her interest in sports. In that sense, Linda is lucky. She can be pretty confident they'll be eager to hear what she has to say. But even when you've got a friendly audience, your biggest challenge is to make sure they're listening. Which brings us to the use of humor. Humor can really relax a crowd and get them to pay attention. And it doesn't have to be a joke. An amusing anecdote or a funny quote will often do the trick. But be careful. The humor should be suited to the occasion. The closing ceremony of a basketball camp, for example, is not exactly the right time to tell jokes about your dog. Another thing to remember is to be yourself. When writing your speech, use words, phrases, and ideas that are familiar to you and that you find easy to pronounce. Inexperienced speakers often make the mistake of choosing a much higher level of language than they normally use. Doing that will only make you nervous, and the audience will immediately notice that you're not relaxed. Of course, the whole point of writing a speech is to give it. So after you finish writing the speech, practice reading it out loud again and again until you get it just right. The more you practice, the less anxious you will be when the time comes, and the better your speech will be. Finally, Please tell your daughter to smile when it's all over. Her smile will tell the audience that she did her best, that she enjoyed giving the speech, and that she feels confident that they enjoyed the speech too.
Thank you, Brian, for your help and advice. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית.
Hello, listeners. The subject of today's program is how to give a good speech. And in the studio today is communications expert Brian McDonald. Welcome to the studio, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian, I have a 15-year-old daughter, Linda, who will be going with her basketball team to an international training camp in California next month. Linda was asked to write a speech and read it out loud at the final ceremony, but she is terrified at the idea. So she asked me to help her write it. Can you give us some tips?
Well, it's very natural to be afraid. Some people would prefer to give up the whole trip rather than make a speech. They imagine all kinds of frightening situations. What if no one is listening? What if I say the wrong thing? And yet, by learning a few techniques used by professional speakers, you can make a powerful impression on your audience, and you may actually enjoy the whole experience. Let me tell you how. When you sit down to write a speech, remember that speeches are not just about something, they are also for someone. So the first thing you should do is consider your audience. Ask yourself who the audience will be and what they will be expecting. The next question is whether you should do what they expect or whether you can put in a surprise here and there. There really isn't any clear answer. It depends on many things: how well you know your audience, what your goals are, etc. In your daughter's case, the audience will be kids she already knows and who share her interest in sports. In that sense, Linda is lucky. She can be pretty confident they'll be eager to hear what she has to say. But even when you've got a friendly audience, your biggest challenge is to make sure they're listening. Which brings us to the use of humor. Humor can really relax a crowd and get them to pay attention. And it doesn't have to be a joke. An amusing anecdote or a funny quote will often do the trick. But be careful. The humor should be suited to the occasion. The closing ceremony of a basketball camp, for example, is not exactly the right time to tell jokes about your dog. Another thing to remember is to be yourself. When writing your speech, use words, phrases, and ideas that are familiar to you and that you find easy to pronounce. Inexperienced speakers often make the mistake of choosing a much higher level of language than they normally use. Doing that will only make you nervous, and the audience will immediately notice that you're not relaxed. Of course, the whole point of writing a speech is to give it. So after you finish writing the speech, practice reading it out loud again and again until you get it just right. The more you practice, the less anxious you will be when the time comes, and the better your speech will be. Finally, please tell your daughter to smile when it's all over. Her smile will tell the audience that she did her best, that she enjoyed giving the speech, and that she feels confident that they enjoyed the speech too.
Thank you, Brian, for your help and advice. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות.
Answer questions 8 to 13 according to the broadcast. In questions 10 and 12, follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. Giving a speech. 8. Why does the interviewer mention her daughter, Linda? 1. Because she is proud of the speech Linda wrote. 2. Because Linda often has to give speeches. 3. Because Linda's speech did not go well. 4. Because Linda needs help in writing a speech. 9. What is the first piece of advice that Brian gives the interviewer? 1. You should think about your audience. 2. Every speech should contain some questions. 3. Don't expect too much of your audience. 4. Tell your audience about your goals. 10. According to Brian, how can you keep the audience interested? Complete the sentence. You can 11. What does Brian say about using high-level language? 1. It helps impress the audience. 2. It is common among experienced speakers. 3. It can cause misunderstanding. 4. It can make the speaker uncomfortable. 12. Complete the sentence. Brian says that before giving the speech you wrote, you should 13. According to Brian, at the end of the speech, you should show the audience that 1. You are grateful to them for coming. 2. You are ready to answer questions. 3. You feel the speech was a success. 4. You have nothing more to say.
בהצלחה.